Belatedly, Kenner was notified that the FBI had been attempting to reach him for the past 12 hours. It turned out that V. Allen Willey had vacated his beach house at 2 a.m. local time. This was less than an hour after the events in Resolution Bay had taken place, and more than 10 hours prior to the tsunami notification. Kenner suspected that Willey had gotten cold feet and had been unwilling to wait. But it was an important and telling mistake. Kenner called the agent and started proceedings to subpoena Willie's phone records. None of them was allowed to leave the island for the next 3 days. There were formalities, forms, interrogations. There were problems with emergency care for Morton's collapsed lung and Jennifer's massive blood loss. Morton wanted to be taken to Sydney for surgery, but he was not allowed to leave because he had been reported as a missing person in America. Although he complained bitterly about witch doctors, a very good surgeon trained in Melbourne took care of his lung in Gareda Town. But Jennifer had not been able to wait for that surgeon. She had needed 3 transfusions during 5 hours of surgery to remove the bullets in her upper body. And then she was on a respirator, near death, for the next 48 hours. But at the end of the second day, she opened her eyes, pulled off her oxygen mask, and said to Evans, sitting at her bedside, "Stop looking so gloomy. I'm here, for God's sake." Her voice was weak, but she was smiling. Then there were problems about their contact with the rebels. There were problems about the fact that one of their party had disappeared, the famous actor Ted Bradley. They all told the story of what had happened to Bradley, but there was no way to corroborate it, so the police made them tell it again. And suddenly, abruptly, unaccountably, they were allowed to leave. Their papers were in order, their passports were returned, there was no difficulty. They could leave whenever they wanted. Evans slept most of the way to Honolulu. After the plane refueled and took off again, he sat up and talked to Morton and the others. Morton was explaining what had happened on the night of his car crash. "There was obviously a problem with Nick and what he was doing with his money. Nerf was not doing good things. Nick was very angry, dangerously angry. He threatened me, and I took him at his word. I had established the link between his organization and ELF, and he was threatened, to put it mildly. Kenner and I thought he would try to kill me. Well, he did try, with that girl at the coffee shop that morning in Beverly Hills." "Oh, yes," Evans remembered. "But how did you stage that car crash? It was so incredibly dangerous."
"What, do you think I'm crazy?" Morton said. "I never crashed."
"What do you mean?"
"I kept right on driving that night."
"But..." Evans fell silent, shaking his head. "I don't get it."
"Yes, you do," Sarah said. "Because I let it slip to you by accident. Before George called me and told me to keep my mouth shut about it,